Well, only a few hours remain to get back into Australia. From this evening, only residents and citizens will be allowed to enter as coronavirus curbs come into force. The measures announced by the federal government are similar to those being enacted in other countries, leading to angry and desperate scenes at some airports. Qantas and Virgin have already announced they are halting all international flights in and out of Australia, and analysts say it won't be long before all airlines follow suit. Barbara Miller reports.
I don't remember seeing the international arrivals hall in Sydney this quiet, but there is still a steady stream of people coming through here from Auckland, Vancouver, from Guangzhou in China, from Jakarta. A flight from Manila has been cancelled. Another one from Singapore also cancelled. And many of the people coming through have had to change plans as they've heard about these new travel restrictions.
Yes, we had to come home 11 days early.
From a holiday?
Yes.
America, New York City.
New York City.
And how much of your holiday did you get to have?
Less than half.
Brazil.
Brazil, are you an Australian resident?
Yes, I'm an Australian citizen. No resident citizen.
Did you change your plans?
Yes, I have to pay more expense for coming here. I have to change the date because the border is going close. Yeah.
What do you think about that measure?
I think it's very good.
Measures in place at other airports around the world are seeing travellers trapped. Anger and frustration bubbling over at Mexico City. As this passenger finds he can't get back to his native Chile. And while Australians are struggling to get out of Peru, this woman is desperate to get back in. Please help us, Peruvian government, she says. Give the order to the embassy and to airlines in Mexico so we can return to Peru. At Sydney Airport, Juan, a university lecturer, has made it out of Chile with mixed feelings.
Yeah, we showed up at the airport without a ticket, so we managed to get into a flight.
You pretty glad to be back?
Yes and no. It's hard to leave family behind.
And photographer Matt Kemp struggled to get himself and the tour group he was in Antarctica with back from Argentina.
We were actually told when we turned up at our five-star hotel in Buenos Aires that we were to leave straight away or would be deported or arrested. So that's why we had to contact the Australian Embassy, and they kindly recommended a hotel that took us. We then made our way to that hotel and spent our time in our room, weren't allowed to leave, and then eventually got out of there.
Dr. Ian Douglas is an honorary senior lecturer at the UNSW School of Aviation.
My sense of it is that we are just a week or two from everybody finishing travelling. Those who want to come home will have come home. Those who want to go home will have gone home. And there is nobody out there to travel. There is no tourism. You know, even if airlines continue to fly aircraft, they'd be flying them empty because there is no desire to travel.
For the foreseeable future, a way of life many of us took for granted has ground to a halt.
Barbara Miller with that report.